This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lavez, and this is The Rundown. Mass layoffs at Health and Human Services are endangering a child care program that serves thousands of Illinois' neediest kids and families. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports all staff in the Chicago office of the Head Start program were laid off on Tuesday. The office gives out grants to schools and nonprofits to provide child care to low-income families and to families that are experiencing homelessness. HHS did not say which organization will now disperse those grants. Katie Hamm oversaw child care and early education programming under President Biden and says some providers will shut their doors if they don't get their funding soon.
Some will tell their staff not to come back and tell parents they can't bring their children. Others will be able to go a few weeks.
Head Start was started 6 decades ago as part of President Johnson's War on Poverty. Illinois public transit agencies outside the Chicago metro area are worried about a fiscal cliff. My colleague Alex Stegman reports CTA, Metra, and Pace do have money problems, but so does the fund that helps run downstate transit agencies. That fund took in about $150 million less than expected last year. Laura Calderon leads the Illinois Public Transportation Association. She told lawmakers that the Downstate Operating Assistance Program, DOAP, is funded largely by sales tax revenues, and those revenues are declining.
Growth in the DOPE reimbursements from the fund are outpacing the revenue from the state sales tax collections annually, making that fund unstable and ultimately insolvent.
Calderon suggested lawmakers give her agencies a bigger slice of sales tax receipts from DOAP and ask the municipalities they serve to pay more. Tree pollen is higher than usual for this time of year thanks to an unseasonably warm March. Loyola Medicine allergy count, Dr. Rashna Shah, is a certified pollen counter. She says keeping an eye on the pollen count is key for people who have allergies who can experience symptoms like watery eyes and post-nasal drip.
So looking at the counts, and if you know, like, okay, I am tree pollen allergic and it's high today, that those symptoms are likely due to my allergies, and using the appropriate allergy medications during those kind of symptoms.
She says you can avoid what you're allergic to by keeping windows closed as much as possible and taking a shower after you go outdoors for a long period of time. And the 41st Chicago Latino Film Festival gets underway later today and showcases 51 feature films this time. Pepe Vargas is festival founder and director and says one feature film and 3 short films were made right here in Chicago.
There is What Rhymes with Magdalena. It's a feature film, fiction, kind of a dramatic comedy that will please anyone who will attend us to see and really perceive what is happening in the Latino filmmaking locally in Chicago. So there is a lot of excitement about every angle of the Latino diaspora.
The festival opens with the Patricia Castaneda film, Dear Gentlemen. It's set in 1950s Colombia and focuses on the suffragist movement. The Chicago Latino Film Fest runs through April 14th. Weather partly sunny and windy today with temperatures steady in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy, a low in the low 40s. And Friday, cloudy, showers are likely late in the afternoon and a high in the upper 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.